What to know about Juan Thompson, the man accused of threatening Jews to frame his ex-girlfriend, by Melissa Chan. Federal authorities on Friday arrested a man who they say is behind a rash of recent bomb threats to Jewish centers in New York City. Juan Thompson, 31, of Missouri, allegedly made more than half a dozen threats in his ex-girlfriend's name to frame her as part of a revenge scheme, the FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office said. He was arrested early Friday in St. Louis and is being charged in New York with cyberstalking. Here's what we know about him. He's accused of making the threats to harass his ex-girlfriend. Thompson allegedly made at least 8 threats to Jewish centers, including the Anti-Defamation League's ADL headquarters, in the last 2 months, according to the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office. Authorities say it was part of his mission to frame and harass his ex-girlfriend after their relationship ended. Thompson is accused of emailing the ADL in late February, saying the woman is behind the bomb threats against Jews. She lives in New York City and is making more bomb threats tomorrow, the email said, according to a criminal complaint. The ADL then received a phone call the next day claiming a bomb was inside its Manhattan office. He tweeted about his ex-girlfriend. Federal prosecutors said Thompson apparently tweeted claims that his ex-girlfriend tried to frame him for the bomb threats. He wrote on February 24 that his ex even sent a bomb threat in my name to a Jewish center, which he said prompted a visit from the FBI. A Jewish center in New York did receive messages that a Juan Thompson planted bombs in its office, but officials say the unfounded warning, in fact, came from Thompson. Prosecutors say he was pretending to be his ex-girlfriend to make it seem like she was trying to frame him for the crimes. He also tweeted about Jewish center bomb threats. Thompson condemned anti-Semitic acts that have played out across the country in recent months. He tweeted, "The hatred of Jews goes across all demos," before accusing his ex-girlfriend of being anti-Semitic. He was fired from his journalism job. Thompson used to work as a staff reporter for The Intercept before the news organization fired him last January for fabricating sources and quotes in stories. The Intercept confirmed Thompson's former employment in a statement Friday that said the staff was horrified to learn about his arrest. "These actions are heinous and should be fully investigated and prosecuted," the statement said. The Intercept said Thompson was an employee from November 2014 to January 2016. He has said he is against President Trump and white people. Thompson has tweeted his opposition to President Donald Trump several times. He has also ranted about white people on his Twitter account, calling them trash. The ADL said Thompson last year announced plans to run for mayor of St. Louis, his hometown, to fight back against Trumpian fascism. The civil rights group, which has been monitoring Thompson, said the suspect became more hostile to whites in general after he was axed from The Intercept. Thompson used to live in New York City, where he and his roommate apparently hosted a TV show and discussed issues like bigotry, according to the ADL. Thompson did not immediately return a request for comment Friday. It's unclear if he has a lawyer.